Someone goes shopping, they make choices. They choose which stores to enter, which goods to look at, and what price they are willing to pay for the things they want to buy. If the price of goods is more than they are willing to pay, they walk out, and likewise, when the price is less than they are willing to pay, they buy, because they get what they want and still have money left over. This is another example of profit. What makes this complicated and the last example of profit more difficult to recognize is the fact that this whole transaction involves money, a medium of exchange, rather than direct barter. Let's reimagine it as bartering instead. Suppose one man makes shoes and another man raises beef cows. The second man has a refrigerator filled with more steaks than he'll be able to eat in a lifetime. But he has a problem. His feet are cold because he doesn't have any shoes. Next door, there's a cobbler who has 100 pairs of shoes in his closet, and so his feet are perfectly warm and dry. But what's his problem? He's hungry because he doesn't have any meat to eat. So these two men strike a deal that will involve an exchange of goods at an agreed-upon rate that suits both parties. The cobbler says, "I'll trade you a pair of shoes for so many steaks." And the cattleman says, "Those shoes are more valuable to me than the surplus steaks that I have." So he makes the deal. That's bartering. In that scenario, who profits? Both parties do. It's very clear that both sides profit in bartering. Thomas Aquinas said this was the way God ordained the whole universe to function in terms of meeting people's needs. No one really is self-sufficient. We live in a world community where we are interdependent. Our interdependence is the result of division of labor. We see this as early as the first family of mankind, with Cain and Abel. One was a farmer, the other a herder. They couldn't do both, so they would have exchanged goods and services.